the holidays. I believe I missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place.
Hello everyone, long time no see. I'm back. It's me, Spencer, today, and I'm here with...
大家好，我是 Jenny。 哎呀 Spencer， 大家都很想念你。
哦，真的想念我吗？
刚从美国回来，就跑到了我们的录音室。
That's right, I just got back a day and a half ago, and here I am in the studio, fresh and ready to talk to you guys. And what are we talking about today, Jenny?
我首先要问你妈妈情况怎么样，因为你、yeah, you went back for a pretty long period of time to、
yeah.
take care of your mother who was sick.
Yeah, 妈妈还好。
现在就情况
好很多，好很多。I mean, she's, you know, she's a lot better, but...还没怎么说呢，完全康复好。
Not fully recovered.
Yeah, not fully recovered.、Mm. She's recovered a lot, but not fully recovered.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, and I hope she continues to recover、
yeah.
and go back to her vivacious old self. And、
yeah.
we're definitely happy to have you back.
Yeah. And thanks to some of our listeners out there who gave me some well wishes, actually. There was a few people contacted me on WeChat while I was in the States.
真的
yeah, so...
温暖
yeah, so thank you guys, I appreciate it.
好，那 Spencer 既然回来了，我们都知道 Spencer 是一个很爱出去玩的人，所以今天呢，这个主题特别适合他。就是年底嘛，我们有很多的应酬，有很多的这个吃喝玩乐，跟朋友相聚。那如果你跟外国朋友出去呢，我们应该谁买单？
Who should pick up the bill?
对，我们也会教大家一些非常实用的这个买单啊，付账，然后包括吃喝玩乐的英语。好，如果你听我们节目很久，也听了很多遍，我让你去我们的公众号。And if you still haven't done it, 这个2016年快要结束了，请你在今年结束之前订阅我们的开言英语微信公众号。因为
right, guys.
对，我觉得这是很好的一个整合的地方，我们所有历史上很优秀的内容，包括接下来新的，你都可以一边听一边搭配着看。 Find us where 开言英语。
Yeah, that's right, 开心的开。
对，刚刚也很好，语言的语言。好，那 Spencer 你前面说就是who should pick up the bill.
Yeah, who should pick up the bill, who should pay for the bill.
对，英语里面其实说到买单付账说法很多啊。我们等一下再来看，先问一下，就是年底我们各种各样的活动很多，这种活动英文可以怎么表达？
Well, there's a lot of ways to say that. 活动 is kind of like activities.
Do you say there's a lot of activities, or there are a lot of activities at the end of the year?
Activities. It actually sounds kind of more like what kids would do. Like,
对，这倒是英语里面。
Or like, for example, you have like 户外活动. So you have like outdoor activities.
但是像年底的这种活动就是朋友相聚吃啊喝啊。Can you say
parties?
直接对
parties. Yeah.
那如果是
I know party 也是一种活动对吧？
Can you say there's a lot going on at the end of the year?
Yeah, you could literally say things.
A lot of things.
There's a lot of things going on.
什么
things? Oh, 活动 like parties.
Or dinners.
Yeah, galas.
Galas 就是比较大型比较盛大的那种
yeah, it's like, kind of like a big 宴会 like a big
宴会
banquet.
对对对，是的 banquet 宴会。那如果朋友之间就没有那么正式那么 formal, 是 a lot of wining and dining. 就我们之前也有说过啊，就
wining and dining 也是活动吗？
对，就出去吃喝对吗、
yeah.
or just going out with friends.
Yeah,
对对、
like、getting together with
getting、
friends.
together.
如果你会 like 自己或者亲自举办一个party, if you like host a party, you could say you're entertaining people.
好的，那反正都是年底各种各样different kind of activities, 对不对？那讲到出去，比如吃饭呀，跟朋友，现在你们发现 the restaurants are all very full.
Yeah. And so are the stomachs.
饭店和肚子都很 full, 都很满啊。
Yeah, that's right.
对，那吃得很开心，吃完以后就是 it's time to pay.
Okay, time to pay. Everyone's favorite part of dinner.
其实我现在还挺 I actually I've started to enjoy that part.
Really?
对，因为可能我现在也年纪越来越大了、mm-hmm. 比如我发现我跟爸爸妈妈出去吃饭、
okay.
小时候肯定比较年轻刚工作的时候爸爸妈妈买单、
yeah.
但现在我就觉得啊，我父母都退休了 It's my responsibility
So you feel good when you
think
her when you treat people
然后我也很 enjoy you know, picking up the bill at the end of the dinner 因为就对 我是大家的姐姐嘛家长、mm, yeah,
That's right, that's right
诶其实讲到买单英语里的说法也很多
Yeah, so、like I said earlier A very 口语化的 like colloquial way of saying it is picking up the bill
Picking up,
yeah, to pick
拿起来这个然后拿起来这张账单去买、mm-hmm. 对吧
yeah.
So it means you're paying
Yeah、
or getting the bill
Yeah, getting the bill
或者 Do you say paying the bill? I'm paying the bill
You can say I'll pay for the bill
Pay for the bill
Yeah, you can say I'll pay for the bill I'll get the bill I'll pick up the bill let's see There's
对我觉得这个是比较 general 的、mm-hmm. 但是你真的实际要请客的时候比如你跟朋友有很多的这个 back and forth、mm-hmm. 拉锯战特别在中国、
yeah.
啊我来
拉锯战 yeah we don't we kind of have that but I don't think it's as、serious as here maybe
对但真的就碰到那种情况就 if you insist on paying、mm-hmm. 如果你说真的这顿是我请啊这个时候呢英语里面也有很多不同的说法、
mm-hmm.
就你可以用我们前面说的那些 You can say to your friends Oh, I'll pick up the bill、mm-hmm. I'm getting the bill
That's right
但是还有一些我觉得更加生动的更加口语的、
mm-hmm.
比如说 I'm buying this You know,、
yeah.
this one's on me
Yeah, on me Yeah, that's a good one
对、
yeah.
我觉得这个很好 Or、let me get it
Yeah, I got this
I got this、
yeah.
直接用过去式就是、mm-hmm. 我已经买了或者我肯定会买
yeah,
I got it
Don't worry about I got it
还有我觉得挺常用的就是比如你们先吃饭然后后面可能 会去喝东西你可以说I'll get dinner、
嗯、
然后 maybe you can get drinks
Yeah yeah I'll get dinner You know dinner's on me You cover the drinks
Dinner's on me You cover the drinks
Yeah, yeah and that's one thing That's quite common in the west If you're likeWhat we call bar hopping?
Bar hopping 就是去不同的酒吧、
like、
跳来跳去。
泡吧
而且是要去 different ones
Yeah, yeah, you go from
on
one to another. Yeah, you go from one, you hang out there for a little, then you, you know, 换个地方, you go to a different place. So, you know, before, like, it gets kind of confusing. Like, you know, people can open multiple, open multiple checks.
这什么意思, open checks?
So, like, if you give, like, your card, if you give your card to a bartender and, like,For example, let's say you and I go out, and you give him your card, I also give him my card, then we have two separate bills. Or one of us can just give one card and put it on one bill. Yeah.
美国的酒吧是这样的，就是你一去，你就要把信用卡给 bartender.
Well, I mean, yeah, yeah, because you can open it, we say open a tab.
That sounds so dangerous.
Really?
你不觉得他就盗刷你的卡？
不会吧。
不会吧、
不会吧。
在中国我觉得好像不是啊，在中国的最后付钱啊。
Yeah, yeah.
是吧？这可能中美的一个差异。
Well, what we do, well, in America, like,Let's say I get drunk and forget to pay the bill, but they have my card information, so they could just put it on my card even if I leave.
对对对，这也挺有意思的啊。In any case, your point 就是 maybe it gets confusing, 所以比较常见的现在外国人特别 if you go bar hopping.这个酒吧你 cover 你付然后我们去下一个地方呢就另外一个人付
Exactly So basically instead of opening multiple checks or splitting the bill I'll pay for one bill then we go somewhere else and then you pay for the next bill
对对对、yeah. 或者也是可以在一个酒吧如果大家喝好几轮的话你可以说、mm-hmm. You know this round is on me、mm-hmm. 然后其他人说 You guys cover the next round、
mm-hmm.
对吧、
哎、你也会说论 You'll say roundI don't think you guys used to say round of drinks, did you?
中文里面对我们也说这一轮啊这一轮我买
从什么时候开始说轮呢
大家告诉 Spencer, 好像一直吧
I know,
不然这是什么
Okay, anyway, yeah, rounds of drinks, yeah.
对
yeah.
所以这个时候呢一个特别地道的说法就可以说 I'm buying this round,、这一轮我来买
yeah, exactly.
好的那我们很大方的 very generous 讲了很多请客买单但其实呢现在有很多 大家出去都分摊，或者我们刚刚说的
right, splitting the bill.
对，其实你买这一轮，我买那一轮，也是 splitting the bill.、
Mm-hmm.
其实，这个分摊 AA 英语里最主要大家要记住的就是不要说 AA， 不要跟一个外国人说 Let's go AA。
Yeah, we never say that actually.
对，就是这个，我们之前节目也跟大家说过，这是一个比较过时还是不太地道的一个说法、
嗯、
对吧、嗯、Even the saying go Dutch is kind of outdated 也比较过时
yeah.
Go Dutch
yeah. I actually never knew why they said go Dutch in the first place、
可能当时荷兰人会
比较 miserly
Miserly 是小气吗
对小气
小气英语也有很多说法我们等一下再讲啊先把这个分摊先说好最口语化 The most common is probably splitting
yeah,
the bill
Yeah, just split the bill I actually can't really think of another way to say it
Yeah,
to
this、
honest.
is the best
yeah, right, say,
Let's split
Yeah.
Let's split
That's right
Or on separate checks
Oh yeah, yeah, that's Well, that's a little different that's Because If you have separate checks, then you would have like, you know, 两个单子三个单子
Oh, 对 and the restaurants and bars hate it.
Yeah.
他们觉得你这样特别麻烦
Yeah. I used to work at a place a long time ago where we would charge you a dollar for each separate check or each time you wanted to split the bill.
但是我是有到美国去吃饭的时候他们会问你说 separate checks or together, 对吧
Well, that's just a smart server. If they don't ask you beforehand and then it's a big mess at the end when you say you want to split it, then that's kind of their fault.
好的那 Spencer, 讲到这个请客呀还有分摊我觉得在国外其实真的分摊的情况要多很多
Yeah.
相比起来我们中国的文化不过我觉得现在年轻人大家也是 you know, we're totally cool with splitting the bill、but my parents generation older generation 他们还觉得 if you know I called 这怎么叫这个局是我发起的、就我跟大家我召集人来
If you invite people, basically.
You initiate, you invite people, then it's expected that you'll pick up the bill.
Yeah.
但现在年轻人就不是这样，我觉得在中国。
Well, it kind of depends for us too, though. Actually, like if you invite somebody to dinner, depending on how many people it is, I guess.
But
if you invite
对
对 people to dinner, sometimes people will take that as you're gonna pay for dinner.
嗯。
But if you say, hey, let's just get some drinks.That's kind of more casual, and then they don't necessarily expect that you're going to buy them drinks.
对，反正我们年底嘛，很多都是和朋友啊 catching up with friends, or 大家自己同事 coworkers,还是以前的 previous coworkers. 觉得这样的情况就在国外，你觉得最常见的还是 everyone splits, 大家分是吧
？Yeah, I mean that's yeah probably 最常见的。
对，但是我也。因为 Adam 一直跟我说，他说他在中国好像中国朋友如果说 Oh, let's get together 出去吃饭或者什么的话 He says his Chinese friends always insist on paying 要请他，因为
yeah,
可能觉得是外国人 Do you have the same experience?
Yeah, I've encountered that a lot. Yeah.
就我们中国人好热情好客 Very hospitable.
But I mean, obviously, if you know 我们外国人应该懂什么礼尚往来
啊，对对对，所以你会想说这次中国朋友请我了，下一次我请他。
Yeah, I won't forget. So I mean, if my friend, I have one friend from Guangdong. He always tries to pay.But I remember when he pays, so I try and pay the next time. It just kind of goes back
对对
对
and forth. 对对对，所以礼尚往来英语可以说 goes back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like we say reciprocity.
好难的词，又来你的直麦。
Reciprocity, 礼尚往来。
礼尚往来，但是简单的就可以说 return the favor.
Yeah, return the favor.
Yeah, it goes back and forth.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, exactly.
哎，那还有一个我觉得东西方比较大的差异就是在中国很多时候 when it comes to different genders 就是性别比如男生女生一起出去很多时候还是就觉得男生应该更加 gentlemanly 更加绅士然后去买单、
right.
但在国外就是就特别美国吧至少是没有
Yeah, I mean Well, I mean there's still a lot of girls that are kind of likeJust kind of let you pick up the check. But there's also other girls that insist on splitting the bill, especially when they first meet you.
对，我说的还不是那种 dating romantic. 我说的就是可能 大家就是 professional
relationship. Oh yeah, if it's professional, definitely.
对
definitely.
对，因为我觉得在中国还是会觉得即使那样的情况、嗯、男生来买单比较绅士一点、
嗯、
但在国外 对,
对
就没有这种
yeah, chivalrous, 绅士
Yeah. Chivalrous, 你就像个
骑士一样。There's another hard word for you guys.
又来了。
Yeah.
你刚从美国回来，是不是脑子里都是很高深的词
？Yeah, actually, it's true. I haven't really been speaking much Chinese for like the past month and a half or something, so it's been kind of crazy. But yeah, so back to if it's man and a woman, if they're not at all romantic, then yeah, they'll split the bill. But if there's a little bit of romanticism going on there, you know, maybe the man will pick up the bill. It depends.
嗯，好。那我们今天说了一些年底这个出去请客吃饭会常用到的英语，还有一些国外的文化和礼仪。We hope you guys find it useful. 那我们年底呢开年的会员课程也都是非常实用应景的这个年底主题，因为我们希望呢在你不同的这个生活场景里面都能找到，都能学到最实用马上可以用到的英语。那大家也可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号去看看我们所有的推送，以及呢如果你想成为开言会员 member 的话，也可以先试用一下，我们有一个 free trial 我们的这个付费课程，之后你免费尝试，喜欢的话呢可以在公众号升级学习一年，只要629，这样你不仅抓住今年的尾巴可以学实用应景的年底英语然后到整个明年对不对账户有效期内都能学习我们每天更新的新课和所有已经发布的课程啊。但是呢最后 before we go Spencer, 我们 quickly go over 这个大方呀小气呀英语怎么说、好不好
Okay, well, 小气 obviously is, I mean, it's like cheap. I said miserly earlier.
Cheapskate, right?
Yeah, cheapskate.
可以 cheapskate 是一个名词，我们前面说的都是形容词、So you can say, oh, he's so miserly, he's so cheap.
Yeah.
但如果说一个人是铁公鸡就可以说 oh,
he's a cheapskate.
He's a cheapskate.
Yeah, he's
对不对?
a cheapskate. So stingy.
Very stingy. 好，小气的说法很多，但大方我觉得基本上就
like generous.
就基本上一个，
yes,
对吧
？Generous, very giving.
什么
？Giving.
Giving 啊、
yeah, ，
一直付出
giving.
是吧 ？He's very、
yeah.
giving. 你跟外国人出去的时候 ，when it comes to paying the bill 买单，通常你们会怎么 ？How do you guys deal with it？、大家会怎么处理呢
？Yeah, let us know, guys. Do you split the bill?
Or do you pick up the bill?
Are you 小气？
我觉得我们中国朋友不太会都可以到我们今天推送下面来留言参加讨论啊 We look forward to seeing your comments And we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys